This is NPR, National Public Radio.
And we're heading to Austin, South by Southwest. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton and Stephen Thompson.
And that band is Sein Zum Tode with I Have to Have a Half of Half and Half. And
now, we each got three picks, and that counts as one of Robin's. I want it on the record
fair.
Right now.
That's fair. Then we should hear a little more.
And there's thousands of bands going to Austin at South by Southwest. We do this every year. If this is your first year joining us, we listen to a marathon of songs, 1,500 or so, 1,500 and...
I had 1,540, Bob.
And we try to listen to as many of them as we can. I'm not quite through them all, but that doesn't matter. You guys did it. Yeah. We're going to pick just three each, right? Anyway, this is all in preparation to going to Austin to hear and discover music. We're going to play music not from the bands that are well-known, but from the bands that we knew nothing about.
Oh, guys, I picked Coldplay and Pitbull. Is that a problem?
Oh, jeez, Steve.
No, I mean, if you've never heard of them, you've never heard of them.
We will tell you more about our coverage for South by Southwest. It includes a live broadcast Wednesday night from Stubbs that includes Damon Albarn and St. Vincent and so many more things. But let's kick off with music. Stephen Thompson, you got something?
I want to start off with something incredibly effervescent and upbeat and fun and unlike me in general. A burst of pure joy, a band from Louisiana that I had never heard of. They sound like a bunch of clean-cut go-getters. They're called Royal Teeth, and the song is called Wild.
Sorry, Bob is coming.
I saw Bob looking
at you. He's such an instigator,
Bob. I could just tell. It's really good, like 3 minutes into a show to get off on the right track.
Bob is not my fault.
For me, like, that song just had me at ho, 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 and like three notes. All a song needs, three correct notes in the proper order, and I'm in.
Or for Robin, a hand clap.
Hand claps, group
totally.
Sing-alongs, totally. And that had that. So yeah. I was totally sold on that cut.
I mean, that just had such exuberance to it. Like, I just want to see that live and just that celebration swell up.
Okay, so I'm going to do contrast. That was Royal Teeth from Stephen Thompson. I'm going to do something just because when you go to Austin, you can walk in one room one time and see that. Mm-hmm. And you can walk in the same room a half hour later or go across the street and you could hear something like Gorilla Toss.
Yeah.
can tell that Cassie Carlson's the voice for you, Mr. Hilton. But she does remind me. She reminds me of the woman, Molly Siegel from Ponytail a little bit.
I was going to say Ponytail, yeah.
I often say that in Bob's brain at all times that you hear demented Calliope music. When that fades under, this is what you hear. Like those, that shrieking is just, it's kind of in a dusty, musty corner of Bob's brain.
A shrieking. I like that. Well said.
That is a band called Gorilla Toss from
it's,
a record called...
It's like Gorilla, not Gorilla Toss.
Right.
It's not like
throwing gorillas. Which is actually...
Which would be a better name.
Fine. I like it. Totally fine. Gay Disco is the name of the album. And I'm thrilled to see that.
Yeah, I didn't get all the way through that song when I was auditioning them.
You got something just like that?
I do. A very, very lovely singer-songwriter guy named Alden Penner. I'd never heard of him before. A young singer-songwriter. He's making the trip to Austin down from his home in Canada. He's from Quebec. He's been in a bunch of other bands I also don't know anything about. One called Clues, one The Unicorns, The Hidden Words, and one called All Makes Parts and Collision. I love that name. Anyway, this is solo music from a new record that he put out last year called Exegesis. And I just love where he takes this song. It's called Word.
Though I have the gift of tongues and can move mountains, my words are nothing compared with yours. Though you only look up from my arms and whisper my name, this is not pride, because I know it is not my name that you whisper, but a sign between us. Like the word that was spoken at the beginning will be spoken again only when the world ends. This is not that word.
So I'll tell you why I stuck with this one. When the song began, I thought, you know, there's going to come a time during the festival when I'm going to want to clear my head.
Right.
And I thought, this is just lovely. Guy at his piano. I'm probably going to really need this at some point. And then I got to this part, and I thought, all right, this is even more interesting.
Where he's suddenly the lead singer of Granddaddy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Robin's favorite kind of music.
I just love the growl and the guitar. Exegesis is the record from Alden Penner. It came out last year. It's available on Bandcamp, and it looks like he's only playing one show, which is Friday night. That's the thing, you know. A lot of these acts we want to see only play one show, and it's sometimes a slot that we can't get to. So hopefully, I'll make it.
Yeah, I can't say I've gotten to all the picks I've picked.
No.
You know,
yeah,
it just doesn't. It can't happen. So besides the three of us, besides Robin and Steven and myself going to South by Southwest, there are a lot of people from NPR Music going down there, all looking to find something wonderful. Ann Powers is in Birmingham at WBHM. And you've got a couple of good picks for us. You've been wading through a ton of songs.
I have, and I found two things at different ends of the Southern music spectrum that I'm going to be checking out. The first is a duo. They're named John and Jacob, two young guys from Pinson, Alabama, who now live in Nashville. They've had some success writing some hits or co-writing some hits, but now they are making their own music. And all I can say is the harmonies The biggest cliche, they sound like the Everly Brothers, but it's real in this case. And they're just adorable, and I'm really excited to see them, John and Jacob. And here's a song called Guilty Face. It's a pretty rockin' little song.
Say they're brothers, Anne?
Well, I thought they were brothers. They sure sound like brothers, but in fact, they're only brothers in music.
I wondered if they were of the Schmidt family with their third brother, Jingleheimer.
Play Freebird. Wow. That's the Play Freebird of this band.
Yeah.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I bet they never get that. No, I like that. I love the harmonies.
Well, Stephen, you and I are both into this kind of new wave of country, rock, young. These guys are really young. They're in their early 20s. And like I said, they've written hits for like the band Perry and the show Nashville. But here they are as performers. And I just think they're going to really hit it big. So I'm excited to see them in a small context at a 3 a.m. showcase at South by Southwest. So I'll definitely be there.
Well, it is country. It is country rock, but it's also power pop.
It is. They've got that kind of... This is what I realized, actually, at a Shovels and Rope show recently, that these new, quote-unquote, country artists are totally into early rock and roll. They're bringing back that energy, some of the language. I mean, 60s language to say, be my lady, that's very like Bob Dylan or whatever, you know? But hey, I'll take it. I love it.
Beautiful.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, Bob, this one is for you, because I didn't really think you'd be into my more commercial pick. So
they like it more. I'll be honest.
This is the band that I've actually been waiting to see ever since I got this record several months ago. They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they are called Moon Honey. And
4 stars for me. I remember this one. I rate all. Yeah, we've been through this.
It's well, Bob. Tell me what you love about it.
It was one of those songs where you immediately felt like you knew this melody. And you walked away with it. And having listened to the 13 or 15 or whatever 100 songs there are, I can't say there were a lot of songs that had something that I could remember 15 minutes later. So.
And that's a lot to say for a band that's really kind of psychedelic. I mean, there's a kind of Joanna Newsom element to what they do, but there's also a far-out jam band element. They have a great singer named Jessica Ramsey. All of their songs on their first album are based on paintings, modernist paintings. Huh. So they have that mix of theater and art rock. I think their Deer Hoof is involved with them somehow, or Deer Hunter, one of the deer bands. So I'm really excited.
Either way, great.
They might have dancers. So, you know, anybody with dancers, I'm there. So we're going to hear a song from Moon Honey called Cathedral.
Yes, I did the bait, but it was only that it's beyond me that larger beings would hide a hook in tasty trickery. And I heard there is a fine line between love and hate on which we're pulled and yanked. And if this is the natural order of things, why does it feel unnaturally? Ooh.
I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I want to bring a big, like, stick of cotton candy and go to the show. I have no idea why. There's something.
There's nothing sticky sweet about that to me. In fact, there was a little moment about a minute and a half into it where there's a little bit of swell of a guitar feedback in there, and I thought there's a little something else lurking behind all of this.
I just want to remember that as a critique. I would really like to watch this while eating a big sandwich. Yeah. Not because of any correlation, but just I'm kind of hungry.
I want cotton candy dipped in peyote or something. So
listen to what time's that show?
That's just a statement having nothing to do with the music. That's just
anyway, back to Moon Honey.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to see them. I've been waiting to see them. And I think Jessica Ramsey has one of those voices. When she finds her audience, they're going to just hang on tight. I can see a cult forming around this band. Maybe there already is a cult in Baton Rouge. I need to get down there and join in.
They're all dipping cotton
candy. That's right, in peyote. Yeah.
That's just
the cotton candy cult.
Thanks, Anne. And you get there on Tuesday?
I get there on Tuesday. I'm so excited about our showcase on Wednesday. I'm actually interviewing St. Vincent for the conference that day, too. So it's going to be a St. Vincent kind of day for me. And then, I'll be really running around like we all are, checking out different stuff. I have a long list, as we all do.
So Bob and Anne, you'll be hosting our showcase from Stubbs on Wednesday the 12th that night. St. Vincent, one of several artists playing for us, opening with Perfect Pussy. And then we've got Eagles, Khalees, then St. Vincent, Damon Albarn closing out the night. Should be great.
And has St. Vincent come through Birmingham with her show yet?
No, she has not. So it's going to be a thrill.
Wow. Oh,
you are in for a big surprise.
Yeah, you might want to bring a seatbelt.
Seriously.
I did see her. I've seen her in Birmingham once, and I have this amazing photo of her stage diving into the crowd at the Bottle Tree. It's one of my favorite rock photos that I've ever taken in my illustrious career as an iPhone rock photographer.
Basically, her set that Bob and I caught this past weekend chews up every other performance I've ever seen a band do. It really
wow.
And spits Jeez. It out. It's really...
Now Robin actually has a very short memory.
See you there. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks. South by Southwest is a music festival where every club, beauty shop, and pet store has a band.
Rooftops
is everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You just walk down the streets and there's music playing. There's a few thousand groups playing. So of all those things, on Wednesday night, NPR Music is going to present a live broadcast, webcast from Stubbs. You can see the five bands we've chosen. Robin Hilton, we open with
Perfect Pussy, a nice kick in the head. And after them, we've got Eagles.
Another kick in the head.
Another great kick in the head.
And Eagles would be spelled
E-A-G-U-L-L-S.
Yes.
Not the Eagles.
Yeah, we got Don Henley and Glenn Frey to finally bury the hatchet.
Hell freezes over again. And then after them, we've got Khalees, awesome, St. Vincent. That'll be incredible. And then closing the night out with Damon Albarn.
Yeah, and that we've talked and yakked about St. Vincent as our favorite show of the year, Robin and I. I saw it twice this week. Up to seeing it again.
I was going to say, you're going to have to see it again.
Yeah, yeah. It's so brilliant. And honestly, one of the most brilliant shows I've ever seen.
Nice.
So. And we'll have that online for you live on Wednesday night, and we'll be there at Stubbs. And the other thing that we do is we do this, we all go see so much music, and at the end of the night, many of us gather, at least Robin, Stephen, and I, and a guest each night, will gather and just talk about all the music we have, and then we'll put that up as a podcast. So if you subscribe to the All Songs Considered podcast, every day you can learn about a whole bunch of new bands.
It's also an opportunity to hear our mental deterioration as the festival progresses.
And we'll put up online every morning not only that podcast, but photographs from the day before. We'll put a playlist together of the bands we love and so forth. So let's go back around the room again and pick more stuff out of the 1,540 songs we listen to. Stephen Thompson.
I've got a guy named Tony Molina, who is kind of a power pop rock singer guy, plays these rich, full, buzzy, catchy, kind of little teenage fan club Weezer kind of rock songs, and they're all about a minute long.
Wow. Let's play the whole thing.
Let's play the entirety of the song Change My Ways.
I can't seem to change my ways till you understand.
matter what I do, my thoughts go back to you.
I'd be disappointed if his set were more than 20 minutes.
And I've heard, I actually asked, like, how long are his sets? And they said 20, 25 minutes, 20, 25 songs. That song Changed My Ways is actually fairly epic by Tony Molina standards. It's a minute and 12 seconds long, and there are a lot of songs on the record that are more in that 45 to 50 second range.
I remember hearing that and loving that and thought it sounded exactly like, and this is a compliment to the song Shake Some Action by Flaming Groovies,
right,
which was just an anthem for me around in the 1970s.
Well, and I just love the way the songs, to me, like, even though they're fragments of songs, I mean, it's a verse and a solo, or it's a chorus and a chorus, you know, even though they're fragments of songs, they still feel complete and they still have space to breathe. I mean, that song has, like, soloing in it. If you listen to his entire album, Distant Dismissed, I've invested the full 11 minutes and change necessary to listen to that album in its entirety. You hear, like, guitar solos and you hear, you know, it feels like enough pieces of songs to sound in a strange way complete, even though it's so incredibly abbreviated.
Try not to be late for the show. Cause
yeah, I was going to say.
Gone.
Oh, you missed the first 9 songs. Sorry, you were 5 minutes late.
I have a band that consists of 2 people. The 2 people are Spooky Bubble and Christian Church. Total winners, right? And the band name is Alligator Indian. And I know little about them. They're based these days in Asheville, North Carolina. Let's play a song from Alligator Indian called Corpsing. Going to sound like live, but I'm so intrigued.
Are you, Bob, are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking this, if someone's listening to the show for the first time, they think, oh, he must be the guy who picks the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't, I mean, maybe you say a little something about what you go for when you're at South by.
Well, let's just say that when I listened to this batch of songs, what I heard a lot was the same music I've been hearing for the last 6 or 8 years. And a lot of the big groups singing, I mean, you can just model famous band.
Yeah.
And all of the 35 other bands that sound like that. And so
Mumford and Cousins.
That's perfect.
Well, right? It's true. I mean, that you heard a lot of familiar sounds.
Right. And though I think lots of bands always do start off wearing other people's clothing and then evolve into their own style. You're getting in this batch of songs very young bands who really haven't found their style. And so what I'm looking for is for something that stands out, that feels like they're after something else. It may not be fully mature. It's just a nugget of an idea. I'm just looking for a nugget.
Something, they're still searching.
And because generally what you're hearing, and these are very you're hearing often early recordings.
Right.
A band has grown. They've played live since many of these recordings. And so I'm just hoping that I hear something in this that says to me, go see that, because that could be interesting.
You're the guy who listens to so much music that all you want is something different. It's like the film. It's like the film critic who's like, all the movie is 4 hours of a single bead of water dripping down a pane of glass. It's brilliant. I've never seen anything like
it. Exactly, yes. Precisely. So.
Well, I also come to some of the bands just because of their names. There's Etou Broussais, French Horn Rebellion, Not in the Face. I don't know why I love Not in the Face. Let's see, Swearing at Motorists.
Oh, Swearing at Motorists has been around for a while.
Yeah, Mom Jeans. And then there was this group called Dog Trumpet that...
that you're just making up.
No, I just thought Dog Trumpet. Oh, this is going to be riotous. And then I listened to it, and it turns out, like so many of these bands, it's really good. It's not at all comical or crazy or weird. It's just great, wonderful pop music. These are a couple guys, two brothers, Chris and Peter O'Doherty from Australia. And they've been putting out records for more than 20 years, since the early 90s, since 1991 was their first release. They've been around a long time. But they just put a new record out last year. It's called Medicated Spirits. And this song from Dog Trumpet is called Speed of Light.
There's no hurry, don't rely on time, it's never on your side. Be under no illusion, it's a car ride, it's a jet ride, a rock and ride, it's the speed of life. Come down in the last shower. My imagination is a limited thing. Rattling round on rusty springs, it's a car ride, a jet ride.
Oh yeah. I apologize to no one.
You're a cheap date. I mean, you're the musical equivalent of a cheap date.
That's fuzzy guitars set against the acoustic guitars, the hand claps. It's a sound I will always love.
Yeah, no, it sounds good.
And these guys, they've been involved in lots of other projects, so now that I've discovered them, I'm going to go back and dig into their catalog.
For me, one of those things is if the band has like three drummers, I'm completely in.
Obviously, we can't even keep track of all the music happening here, let alone in other countries. And these guys are pretty popular back in Australia. And I'm just now hearing them for the first time and so glad that I did. So I'm looking forward to seeing Dog Trumpet.
Fabulous. Nice. So let's go to New York and NPR Music's Franny Kelly, who's going to be in Austin on for the big show we're going to do on Wednesday at Stubbs. And then all week long looking for great music. And what's your process for trying to figure out who you're going to see?
Oh, man, it is not efficient. I just go through the list. You know, I get all the press releases and I follow a bunch of people on Twitter and everything. But I guess my plan is to see people who haven't made it up to New York to perform yet, which means I'm going to be seeing a lot of Southern and especially Texas rap next week.
Good. Wow. So you have some Southern or Texas rap for us?
I do. I have Louisiana and Texas for you.
Excellent. So let's start off with
Kevin Gates, who is from Louisiana. He's sort of been bubbling up on the internet. Rap blogs like him, Twitter likes him, and then he signs a major label deal and he'll put out a mixtape after South by Southwest. I like him because he is very in the pocket, lyrical, Southern, but the song that we're going to hear is much more celebratory than he usually is. It's his arrival song. It's all about success, what he's got now, and it's real braggadocious and it's fun.
Some things I don't know. Don't know no bitch that I can't hit. Don't know no chick that say no. Don't know no chips that I can't get. Don't know no whip I can't own. Shit, I know a lot, but it's some things I don't know. Don't know no ugly bitches. Don't know no broke niggas. Don't know no snitch niggas. Don't know no bitch niggas. It's some things I don't know.
Neither do I.
So did you hear that like, ha, sample, that slam?
Yeah.
Do you notice that? I think the most popular example is from that I Need Como Say song, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Okay. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a sample of a Mohawks song.
I literally
but it's
almost started singing it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's everywhere. It's been everywhere in hip-hop for a long time. It's on Eric B's President, and it's on Slam, obviously, by Onyx. But it's also on Schoolboy Q's new album in Hoover Street. And it's such a weird emotion because it's like nostalgic, but also like, oh, yeah, it's about to be a jam. And it keeps appearing in these like kind of like dark flavored songs.
So we're going to Texas now.
We are. We're going to Houston. This is Rob Gillette, who's also been sort of quietly building in his department, which is Houston. He put out a mixtape in 2012 called Abortion, which is exactly as heavy as you would imagine it to be. And you can hear in this song, he's the hook on it is sour. Like some people would say the pitch is off, is that it's pitchy, but that's almost intentional. And it's kind of a common move in Southern rap to like really twist the knife.
Yeah. Abortion. Don't get it twisted, though, man. Yeah. Yeah. Rob Gillette. Solo on the track. Yeah. That's how it goes down. Yeah. No baby killer, in fact it's not the same connotation when I said I'm just stating facts about how I feel about this game we in. Niggas step in this coliseum, really learn what a problem is. See my lowest point late last year at the bus stop fighting back tears. Then they came so fast, so much, so deep that I thought I was drowning them. But I didn't, I remembered I could swim. The child with my name, man, I must remember him. As hard as he get, I go harder than it. Regardless of struggle, I be marveling in the fact that I'm here, standing. Went through a crash landing, felt abandoned. I was stranded, failure, loser, is that what I'm branded? Can't complain, no, it could be worse. Then I start thinking about my cousin named Brandon. 20-year bid and a month in that hope. His son get killed, are they cursing my family? I'm a Gillette, my mama depressed, don't know where she at. Remind me of Whitney, it scared me to death. I swear I ain't frontin', it's just how it get. On top of this life shit, this rap shit starting to fuck with a nigga psyche. When they keep putting garbage ass rappers on their shows, cause I'm told that these folks don't like me. But it goes like this.
But it's the game,
yeah, yeah,
that we chose to play.
That we chose to play.
It's the game.
Bro.
Yeah, he's
well
a spitter.
Yeah. Well played.
I don't know how fun that's going to be to see performed live, but I'm there heavy. For it. Yeah. So, on that note.
So you know both these guys going into Austin. Have you been keeping a list of ones going through everyone who's playing of stuff you haven't heard of yet that you want to be sure to check out?
I have. It's pretty long.
Please recite it for us.
You will think that I'm making up words because rap names have become truly, truly creative. Shy Glizzy from D.C., mm-hmm. you guys should go check him out. As one example, Scotty ATL, I'm excited about. Guess where he's from?
You'll have to post all the show somewhere, all the shows you're going to, so we can follow them and maybe meet up with you at some of them.
Yeah, I heard a rumor one or all three of you were going to join me for a couple shows at one point.
I will do it.
We can do that.
Yep, get us a schedule.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks, Franny.
Kelly out.
Drops mic.
So while we're talking Texas, let's go to Katie Presley. Katie's going to join us for the very first time. Katie writes for Bitch Magazine. She's been writing First Listens for NPR Music, so that's pretty mm-hmm. wonderful. And we're going to ask you to join us in a late night churchyard conversation for our podcast, right?
You're more than the usual late night church conversations that we have.
I don't know if we're going to do the churchyard this year. Maybe somewhere else.
Oh, we might have to do somewhere else. Yeah,
because I know this great alley.
We didn't get our hotel room that is usually right outside the...
Oh, that's right.
We did it in an alley once. It was weird. I didn't like it.
Oh, and you also did a show there?
Yes! Up top!
This room is really lonely. I'm just high-fiving the air.
How do you prep for South by Southwest?
I start kind of underground. I start with my friends' bands and bands that I've seen before and bands from other places that I've lived that I hear are coming. So I start with bands that I know personally, mm-hmm. and then I sort of branch to whatever I'm getting sent from Bitch. I do a monthly roundup for them, and so I get a lot of press for their Bitch-friendly music. And then obviously, as you all know, for the last couple months, the emails have been nothing but who's coming to South By. So then it's sort of, I cull that list. And then, like all the other peasants, I wait for the Austin 100 to come out.
Oh, who loves you?
And that Austin 100, for those who don't know, is a compendium of things that Stephen Thompson put together. Lots of the songs of the 1500 or so that we all listen to, he pulled from. He also asked for a paltry couple from each of us.
You each get two.
And so that's online. You can hear that whole stream.
You can download that whole
stream. You can download that whole stream. Thank you for correcting me. Katie, what do you have that you're excited about that's coming to South by Southwest that we're all going to go see together?
Well, there's this Canadian misandrist cheerleader that I'm the most, like, the actual most excited about of all the people. Her name is Lowell, and I'm like bouncing a little bit in my seat right now. It's going to be really good. She's going to be killer, I think. I knew it! I knew that was going to happen. I didn't know whether
it's your first time on the show.
First time out of the gate. I knew. I basically just almost started singing it because I was so...
I didn't realize I was that predictable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
What am I playing again?
Lol.
Your lips and put them back in my car.
Yeah. So the first, yeah, the first time I listened to this song, I thought, I don't know what she wants from me. Does she want to make out with me? Does she want to beat me up? And then I thought, I don't care. Whatever she wants from me, I want to give it.
I know what you mean. I feel that way often.
So, Katie, that's at St. David's Cathedral?
Yes. Oh, my God. I know. I'm so glad that you asked that. She is playing at Maggie May's, which is usually the venue for a burlesque show, and the review is called The Jiggle Watts. The wow. Jiggle Watts. Mm. Top it.
You know, Katie, I was going through all this bundle of 1,500 plus songs that Stephen gave us to listen to, and I came across this one, and I thought the singer in this reminded me so much of Annie Hardy in Giant Drag. I actually Googled it to see if this was some new project she had. I don't know if you hear that.
My first comparison was Leaky Lee, but I buy that.
Great.
We could be friends.
Well, top that, Presley. Because you're going to pick another one.
Oh, I have to go. Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, they don't flow very well together. Yeah. Okay, well, my next one is by a Brooklyn duo, and they're called Denisha and Scene. And they're sort of on the exact opposite end of the spectrum of the kind of shows that I love to see at South By, because for me, this is as much about music that I am excited to see, period, as it is music I'm excited to see specifically in Austin, in South By, sort of context. So Lowell is obviously this like raucous garage pop thing, and we're just going to throw ourselves around, and I can't promise I won't bring pom-poms to that show. Denisha and Scene is moody and sexy, and they do this like electro R&B sort of situation. And I think they'll be perfect for some dimly lit club where we're all pressed up against each other, South By style.
I will at another show.
I will see you not there, Robin Hilton.
Will not be there.
Pressing flesh and water, two things that you should know about Robin.
Doesn't like water?
Well, I don't like moisture.
Moisture.
Oh, moisture.
Sorry,
I was going to say, you need water to live.
Yeah, to live.
Unfortunately, we also need this, lips, we also need the sun to live, and I hate it, too.
Fireball's not
I told it. You have had it with life. I knew it. You've had it for a while with life.
Denisha,
I called it earlier.
Denisha and Scene?
Yes, this song is called Trip Fall.
Told me this was an offshoot project of Mike Milosh and Rye.
I was gonna say I got a huge Rye vibe, like just that kind of bedroomy, shadowy, beautiful.
Knows how to do seduction without being cheesy,
right?
Yeah. So the video for that song actually is bedroomy. It's the duo perform it live in a hotel room, and Denisha is in the shower, and Scene is sitting on the bed playing a xylophone, and the rest of the sound is coming from his iPhone. And it's really beautiful and sexy and mellow and great. And
Forecast steamy.
Forecast steamy.
Am I right?
Who just made that noise? Was that you, Robin? I'm only responding to it if Robin made that.
I'm just getting blank stares from Stephen and Bob.
Well, because you do that every day with the three of us.
I only have a couple lines. That's
and you just start them.
I've blown them both in this one.
That's
exchange.
Right. He's going to play the. He's going to play Danger Zone again.
I was going to say you have to keep meeting new people just so those jokes are fresh.
Well, all I have.
We shall see you in Austin. I'll go to that show with you.
Yes. Wait, which one? Both? Yes, all of them? All of the ones?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, both. Cheers.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
See you there. Bye. So oftentimes in listening to big batches of songs, one of the hardest things to do is to find something intimate and lovely, because it really is. It's running a marathon, and when something slows you down, especially those slow build songs, it's really it's hard to be. We've talked about this in the song Robin picked. It's hard to find those.
I mean, the thing with listening to 1,600 songs or 1,500 songs or whatever is it's on a compressed schedule, so it's a marathon and a sprint.
Right.
And
good
so
point.
when you find something that builds tenderly, it's very hard to stop and give it a moment. And I actually picked a song here that is 6 minutes long. We won't play all 6 minutes of it. I mean, I'd love if we could. But I lost an hour of preparation time by listening to this song 10 times in a row. I loved this so much. I was completely just torched by this song.
Gorilla Toss.
But it's by a band called Gorilla Toss. No, it's a singer from Long Island named Laura Stevenson. And there are probably about five different moments in this 6 minute song where I go, that's pretty remarkable. And it's like the voice, her voice isn't quite exactly what I want it to be. And yet it just kept, so I kept kind of being pulled slightly out of the song and then drawn back in. It's from an album called Wheel that came out last year. The song is called El Dopa.
Sorry, I yawned and you knew I did that in jest at the beginning. It's really lovely, and the arrangement is so beautiful. The instruments are nicely restrained,
yeah,
and her voice just pops right through.
There are these notes that she hits, both with her voice and with the instrumentation, that really, like, the song, there's a lot of breathing in that song, and man, I just loved it. I want to go to whatever church.
She's playing.
I hope you could carry
her to a church.
I will break into a church and bring her there to sing that song to me.
That's fabulous. Thank you. Her name is?
Laura Stevenson.
Fabulous. I have an artist, her name is Agnes O'Bell, who I don't know, but she's very well known.
Another beautiful song. You're totally right.
Oh, good.
This.
And she will be playing at, is it the Presbyterian Church that she'll be playing at? I made a note of this because...
Did you guys like this too? Is this the one we all agree on?
Yeah, I wrote down...
This is the one where we get together.
Central Presbyterian Church. I heard the song and I thought, if she is playing there, then I'm going because it'll be exactly what I need.
One song we can all agree on. Agnes O'Bell, she's won in Denmark. She's won Best Artist of the Year, Best Songwriter of the Year, Best Pop Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and I didn't know
but
her.
But most importantly, we now know who she is.
Yeah, and now you will know who, if you didn't already. You probably did. Let's play a song from Agnes O'Bell. Let's play a song called The Curse.
Let's not go too far with it.
So Agnes O'Bell, absolutely beautiful. She's from Denmark.
Those strings,
yeah.
God.
Everything about this is just absolutely perfect. It's going to be, and in the chaos of things, it has even more impact on taking it all in. So there's many, many bands playing from all over the world who come to Austin. So it's not just bands from Austin or bands from America or bands from Europe. It is really just from everywhere. And it's hard to give a flavor and the scope. We're doing our best.
There's a bunch of African music, a bunch of Asian music.
Latino music.
All over the place.
Yeah. So, and we'll try to cover as much of it we can. We will do our nightly roundups again, a podcast that we record every night about 2 or 3 in the morning at some churchyard, alleyway, or something or other. And we'll post those online and give you a good idea of what we're seeing and hearing, photographs from Austin as well. And, of course, our broadcast on Wednesday from Stubbs that includes St. Vincent, it includes Damon Albarn, includes Kalise, includes
Perfect Pussy Eagles.
And Eagles. And if you want to hear a great batch of 100 songs right now and download them, Stephen Thompson curated a nice...
100-song bundle you can download with one click. And you can actually... Each copy contains a tiny shred of what was once my sanity.
Beautiful. Thanks, everybody. We're going to go out on Mr. Hilton's pick.
Let's go big and joyful to get out of here. And we're also going to go just north of Denmark to Norway. This band is called Team Me. And I want to get a T-shirt that just says Team Me. A group from Norway, never heard of them, but like Agnes Obel, they won a Grammy there in Norway for Best Pop Band of 2011. They have a new record out this year. Don't know what it's going to be called or when it's coming out, but they have a new single from it that will be on that new record. It is called F is for Faker. Perfect. So I will have a shirt that says Team Me, and Steven will have a shirt that says F is for Faker.
Fabulous.
And it has and they follow the recipe for success. Hand claps, group sing-alongs, lots of shouting. It's going to be good
fun.
Who knew? Yeah. Can't wait to see him. Team Me. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. See you down there, everybody.
See you there.
Yep. For NPR Music, let's go out big. It's All Songs Considered.